Welcome to Right Now. I'm your host, Stacey Chadwell, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. This is Vicki Winterton, and I am founder of the Coach Exchange as well as the newly founded Right Away, Right Now community for writers and both Insights and Published Magazine. And I'm so thrilled because I'm just so impressed with the technology and everything that went into building our site at Right Away Right Now. And a lot of that is due to the technology behind Journal Engine. And Kim Addis is the president of Frame of Mind Coaching as well as Journal Engine. And the software is just fantastic. So I wanted her to come on and talk with us not only about the capabilities, but especially about what journaling has meant in her life, in her coaching career, and to her clients. And she's done so much in the area of performance and thought management, and she uses the technique of journaling as in a very unique process with her clients, which she coaches across the world. So I'm really excited to have you here, Kim, and to share all of the information that you have about what writing has meant to you both personally and professionally.
I'm excited to be here. It's amazing to be interviewed by you, Vicki. I'm really psyched to do this. So whatever you got, throw it at me.
Well, you know, I know what writing has meant to me personally, and I do much more personal writing than professional writing, but I actually use writing myself personally as a tool for business growth. And I find that when I do journaling or I do any type of writing, it provides clarity. I try to write in a way and journal in a way where I keep asking myself questions about what I need to know and go deeper and deeper into the process. And this has helped me enormously in taking the right path as opposed to maybe some detours that weren't necessary in my own journey in business. So, Kim, I'd love to know, what inspires you to write?
Well, I have been writing ever since I was a kid. So whatever it was, let's say I was in high school and I had a crush on a boy and he didn't really know and I was just a tortured soul, I'd go to my journal and I'd express myself and I'd write about what was bothering me and what I hoped for and what I imagined and how I wish things could be and so on. And that was the place for me to be totally honest, totally frank, and totally me, where particularly at a young age, you know, peer pressure, et cetera, you can't always show up exactly how you'd like to. So that was the start of my writing career, if you will, and that evolved. I never stopped journaling. I used to journal when only things went wrong, and then I slowly learned that journaling is far more important than expressing yourself only when things go wrong, but it's a place where you can completely design and create your life and identify what you want and start to imagine it and live it and literally kind of pre-engage it and invite it your way.
That is such a really important factor, the idea of not just journaling. I know I when I was younger, I used to journal when things did go wrong. That would be my prompt. But as I said, you know, in more recent years, I found that it really brings a lot of clarity to go deeper and deeper with all those things that are going right. And I love the point that you made, Kim, if you could elaborate on that a little bit about how it helps you start living that even before it's your physical reality.
Well, you know, there's this concept, right, that if you can imagine it and taste it and kind of feel it in advance, you're drawing it your way. You're living it before it even gets there. The problem is we have focus issues, right? We're so distracted by so many things in this world. It's hard for us to really pay attention to one thing and be in that state of imagining it as though it were already real for any length of time. And so a lot of gurus tell us, well, the best way to handle that focus issue is to start to meditate. And that doesn't always come naturally to us. But writing does. It comes a lot more naturally to us because we were taught to write ever since we were kids. They teach us how to write in school. They don't teach us how to meditate in school. And so the idea of writing is really, as you're writing, what happens is you're slowing down your mind, and you're slowing it down to match the speed of your writing, whether it's handwriting or online writing, whatever it is, you're slowing down your mind to focus on one specific area for a much longer period of time. And as you are engaged in that process, putting the words down and creating your phrases, et cetera, you're in that meditative state of imagining. And so the more you practice that, the more you're focusing on what it is that you want to create for yourself, the more you can picture it, feel it, taste it, imagine it, and live it before it's even there. Very, very powerful concept, and it's not so foreign to us. We don't have to sit in a pose and do om and all that kind of stuff. It's just a natural thing to do.
You know, it's interesting because years ago I consulted and worked with one of Tony Robbins' companies called Fortune Management. And during that process, I could remember him saying many, many times, a life worth living is worth writing about. And during that time, which, you know, was decades ago, I basically had written down some things that I had visualized for my own life. And about maybe 3 years ago, I moved into that life 100% with what I'm doing, with my work, with what I'm doing, with my relationships. It all came to fruition, including the geographical areas where I'm living, which is part of the time in the mountains and part of the time in the ocean. I found when I was clearing out all of my stuff, you know, to move, I actually found a journal that I did decades ago that described that exact life. And I have to say that I'd forgotten all about writing it. When I found it, it seemed almost foreign to me, but it was so amazing because it really helped to kind of not only clarify, but to make valid the fact that this really, really does work in the most enormous ways.
There's lots of things going on, but isn't it interesting you found that journal? Wasn't it like finding a treasure?
It really was, and what was so interesting about it is I had kept it all these years, but it was tucked away, and I had to, you know, I was really cleaning house, clearing to start my new life and move, and it was just amazing to find it and then to have it so relevant, even though it was so long ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, there are many times between, obviously since I forgot about it, there were many times between actually journaling that and my journey that I lost sight of what some of those things were that were so critical. They happened, but they happened much further down the path. And, you know, it made me start to think if I had been more consistent about journaling, I'm wondering if at least some of that may have come easier and sooner. It's interesting.
You know what? I want to leverage you gave me an analogy to work with. I love to use it, the idea of moving. So when you move, you typically have to kind of go through what you have and sort through it and get rid of what you don't want anymore and take what you do want and perhaps acquire some new things for your new place, your new life, your new design, the new model, the new, you know, the new. And journaling or writing is exactly that. As a coach, I work with people who want to be somewhere else, who want to move. Maybe they want to move their relationship into a better place. Maybe they want to move their careers into a better place. Maybe they want to move their finances into a better place. But there's a movement that takes place. And it's exactly the same thing. You want to see what you have and sort through it. But in this case, you want to see what you have in your thinking. You want to see what you have in your beliefs and your value set, in what you've acquired so far. And so journaling allows us to take a much better picture, a much better look at what it is that we have in that vault and sort through it and decide what we want to keep and what we want to throw away and then perhaps what we still have yet to acquire. It's exactly that. That's what journaling is.
That it's so true, and thanks so much for putting that perception on it. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about it too. You know, I think I used to think of writing in general as filling pages, and it was like the doing and the filling up of it. And now I focus more, I think in recent years, on writing being creating a space. And that, you know, when you're looking at an empty page or say an empty window where you're writing online, you really have a space that is open for you to allow the new to come in. And so I look at it from a little bit of a different perspective than I did before, because I used to look at it as busier and, again, something that was crowded with activity and words and so forth. And now I focus more on the open space and the fact that that allows me to create with that space.
Well, that's right. I have this saying that I use when people say, well, I don't know how to journal. I give them my, you could call it my secret to journaling, and it's very, very simple. It goes like this: dump, dump, and then dump the dump. And what does that mean? Whatever's bugging you, whatever's on your mind, whatever's weighing you down, what you're worried about, frustrated about, write it down. And when you think you're done, keep going. Just empty it all out. And then when you're finished with that process, then literally you write the words down. It's time to turn myself around, and you dump the dump. You stop dumping, and you turn yourself towards the things that you want in your life, and you start writing about that. You say, okay, I don't want to be in that place anymore. I want to be in this place now. And you literally, physically turn your attention to that stuff.
Wow. And it's so great, too, because when you do that, and as I said, for me, it's a great tool for being able to open up my creativity. And I think that what is so great about this is even if your endeavors in writing are much more serious, or and not that journaling isn't really important or really serious, but maybe you're looking at a goal such as writing a book and publishing a book, or getting a really strong blog following going, or whatever it is, I think journaling and writing for yourself is a really important point and a pivotal point from which to jump to a number of other writing activities, including even writing for promotional writing for your business and doing sales pages and so forth.
Oh, there's no question. You know, I'll tell you, a lot of the writing that I see coaches and authors do is kind of to sort out what they want to be, what they want to talk about, what platform they want to stand on, how to brand themselves, how to differentiate themselves, and on and on. And there's some confusion a lot of times around those issues, and when they start writing about it, they start to get clear on what they're passionate about. And once that happens, it's easy to kind of move from there. But there's often a lot of confusion before the writing takes place.
Yeah, and so you're suggesting that journaling can really help clarify. I know I found that for myself personally. It can really help clarify that and unlock that creative flow, if you have.
No question. It unlocks your creative flow, and it also helps you to start to see, like, you know how many people I coach who really have these big secret dreams that they never tell anybody about, and it's because they don't feel like perhaps they deserve them or they have it in them to reach those goals or to do those things. And what writing also does is helps us understand what beliefs we live with that completely cause us to live in a small way.
Interesting. Yeah, that's another really, really excellent point. You know, I know because you use this in your coaching, and I imagine in your personal life and all your relationships, how do you inspire others? How has this really impacted your relationships with your clients and with others, the journaling for them and for yourself?
Well, great question. So when I coach someone, I insist that they journal in Journal Engine. We use it for Frame of Mind coaching. And how it works is this. Typically, there's a 10-week coaching period. There's a phone call once a week. And then every single day for the duration of the coaching period, I ask my clients, I insist. They don't work with me if they don't play this game. So I insist that they journal every single day for the duration of their coaching period. I provide them with journaling questions or prompts that help get the ball rolling. And as they journal, I read their journals and respond to their journals and keep the coaching conversation alive in between coaching calls. So it's like they're getting coached every single day. But what that means is I'm going deep very fast. I'm getting to the heart of the matter very, very quickly, and I see what they can't necessarily see because they're handing it to me in their journal. And so I can see their values. I can see their beliefs. I can see their patterns of behavior. I can see what bugs them over and over and over again and tie it to what they think the world should be like that often kind of goes against what it is that they want for themselves. And so I have a kind of extra peripheral vision just due to their journal. And I mean, I'm a very, very good coach, but when I use a journal, they think, you know, I'm the cat's meow. They think I'm phenomenal. And it's because they're giving me the information that I need to be an effective coach. A lot of people use assessments, right, in their coaching practice, which is great, gives us great information, but it doesn't give us consistent information. And so for me, the journaling process dramatically shifts the relationship that I have with my coaching clients. It helps me establish trust quickly. It helps me keep momentum in between coaching calls, and it just helps me really understand what they're grappling with.
Oh, that's marvelous. And I know, Kim, we've talked a number of times, and your family is so important to you. And you have a really big family. You have 5 children, right?
Yes, yes.
So I was wondering, how has this impacted your relationship with them and as they grow and go through changes?
Well, it's very
you
interesting.
You incorporate that?
Oh, 100%. 100%. One is it's definitely a source of humor in my family, so that's number one. Number two is I'll just give you a perfect example. My daughter is 11 years old. She's in grade 6, and every Tuesday they have something called VIP days where the police comes in from the city and discusses something that's going on in the community. Could be how to protect yourself from fires or how to protect yourself from online predators or from gangs or whatever. And these sessions freak my daughter out. They scare her to death. And the day that they talked about fire, she came home and she literally shook. Like physically, she came into my bed and she was shaking all night because she was afraid of a fire. Well, that's not a state I want her to be in. And so my response to her the next day is, where she was still thinking about the fire, pick up your journal and start writing. Think of all the awesome and amazing things that are in your life. I need a list of 100. Well, she went way beyond 100, but just understood that when she starts to think about the things that are working, then the things that worry her start to fade. And so that's the power of journaling right there. It's focusing on the good, the right, all the wonderful things that are all around. And if we just bring them into focus and make that a practice, our lives start to change.
Oh, is that awesome? And how fabulous is that, that you can cite that as an example within your family, you know, with your children? That's just incredible to be able to use that as a tool and expand that out and influence others that way, really inspire them.
Right. I mean, even our 17-year-old son, getting ready for university, had a hard time choosing which university to go to. Should he stay home or should he go move away from home? And so one of the things we did was we had him do an exercise where he identified his core values through the process of journaling. And when he did that, it became very clear, okay, I really, really want to move out. But it had to be aligned with his values. And then the decisions became easy for him to make.
You know, that is so fantastic, and what a freeing thing that is. I mean, I think as coaches, we do this all the time with our clients, but it's sometimes more difficult in our personal life, and to totally give him the freedom of that creative space to determine the direction he wanted to go was such an important decision in his life, and to not interfere with that, to allow that really to be his own internal seeking, that is really a gift.
Well, one of the things that we want to do, like as coaches, as parents, as, you know, as a wife, you know, one of the things that I want to do is help people listen to themselves with greater clarity. We get bogged down by what other people think and what other people say and what we should be doing and how we grew up and how it's always been and all of these things. And we want to kind of clear that out so that people can really, really listen to their inner voices and really determine what's right and best for them and follow that path instead of the path that everybody else thinks they should be on. And so part of journaling is to clear away all the noise and start to get silent so that they can hear themselves more effectively.
That's so fantastic. And also from the standpoint of self-esteem and just the idea of starting to really create values around what you do value that's yours personally and no one else's necessarily, it is really a positive thing too. It's really powerful.
Very, very powerful. And what we're doing is we're saying, look, I trust you know what's best for you. Let me help you get to that place where you can see it just as clearly as I can.
Yeah, and then we can do that for ourselves too.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that is so powerful. So tell me, Kim, how did you begin writing and get interested in writing? Like, when did this start for you?
Yeah, again, I was journaling ever since I was a kid, and then I moved into article writing where I had something I wanted to share for a purpose, and a lot of it was to kind of establish myself as an expert in the field. So I started writing articles, and this was many, many years ago when I owned an assessment company, and what I wanted people, you know, my target market to know that this was something they needed to pay attention to, and here's why. And so I'd write subject matter articles that focused on, I wasn't promoting the sale of the product, but more so why assessments were important to use, period. And then I started getting into a little bit more creative writing where, and I still do a lot of this, I have a tendency to just experience life where I see things happening that are interesting to me, and I look at them through a very unique set of eyes, and I take those experiences and then convert them into like an article or a blog post or a journal entry, and they have a creative flavor to them. It could be anything at all. It could be anything like, you know, something that happened to me in a grocery store, or the other day I was in Florida and I met a woman who was 105 years old, and so I'm always looking for that kind of stuff. I always take the average event and just look at it a little bit differently, and I try to capture that, those observations, through those fresh eyes.
Oh, interesting. And then the writing actually brings it as a gift and a form of communication to a really now, with the web, an unbelievably broad audience.
Right. And I tell stories. I'm a storyteller. And so for me, writing is just an extension of me telling the story. I tell stories every single day. So it's no different.
That is so beautiful. And to think of it that way, you know, and especially for those of us who may have any fear of writing or develop writer's block, it's just, you know, it's just another form of communication, a really powerful form of communication, right?
Right, exactly. And I mean, personally, as a coach, I often use examples that from other clients or from my own life or from things in the world. And when I use those examples for coaching purposes, I'm simply telling a story. I'm still simply communicating a message or an idea or a concept by using an example. And that, for me, a lot of writing is exactly that. It's using an example.
Oh, that is really awesome. I was wondering, Kim, you've done so many things around writing, and you've definitely, I mean, you introduced me to the idea of actually journaling online, and then I opened that up for all of our members and our coaches, and it's just been incredible. We've had over 3,000 people sign up in just the last few days to start actively journaling with a base that was already there, and now there's 6 people, you know, if you go to Right Away right now, that are actively journaling and writing for whatever purpose is important to them right now and getting the resources that they need. I was wondering, like, how do you define writing success for you? Because you've done commercial writing, you've implemented writing for your own personal relationships and for your coaching relationships. What does writing success really mean to you?
Well, you know, there's 2 sides of that coin for me. For me, as a writer, writing success is creating something I'm happy with, something that I enjoy rereading, I find funny or humorous or insightful or well-written or whatever. So for me, writing success is simply enjoying the process and the finished product so that I feel good about what it is that I just created. So that's number one. And it has absolutely nothing to do with anybody else's opinion, by the way. I don't need the whole world to love it. I just need to love it. So for me, that's my personal definition of writing success. The second side to it is, how would I define writing success for a client? Is to express parts of themselves that they have not previously done. And so for me, it's accessing real authenticity in their writing. And so even if it's commercial writing, it's speak your voice. Don't try to be someone else. Be who you are. If it's journal writing, say your truth. Say what's bugging you or making you angry or frustrating you. Don't sugarcoat anything. Be who you are in your writing and find your voice. And you'll find that the more you that you are, the more compelling you are to your audience too. But even as you're journaling, the more truthful you are in your journaling, the faster you get to core issues and move past them. So that's the real big, big recommendation, is don't hold back. Just be who you are. You know, if you're edgy, be edgy. If you're shy, be shy. Express that. If you're quirky, be quirky. Be who you are.
Yeah, so it's like any other communication. That's going to, your uniqueness is what's going to make it interesting to others.
Yes, very much so. And like, just don't hold back.
Yeah. Is there Is there a project or anything that you see down the road for yourself that you haven't really embarked on yet, but you have a burning desire that has to do with writing?
Well, I'll tell you, I wrote a book of all my articles, and I put them into different sections according to, like, one to do with kids and one to do with relationships and one to do with being a leader and on and on. And so I have a book that's published already that kind of takes all my articles and puts them in a package. But one of the things that I'm really, really toying with is the idea of how do you really use writing or journaling with organizations? How do you use writing to really elevate the level of creativity, problem solving, teamwork, culture, unity in an organization? How do you do that? So that's one project I have in my head. The next project I have in my head is how do coaches use journaling with their clients to deliver a whole other quality of coaching? How do you do that? What is it that you're looking for? How do you read journals and respond to them? What's written between the lines that you can identify and work with? How do you just completely change the quality and the wow factor of your coaching by using journaling? So that's something I'm thinking about too.
That is so fantastic. And I have to say, Kim, that my whole background in coaching for over like 2.5 decades was basically in Fortune 500 environments with teams, doing a process reengineering, really working with teams and upper management and executives in creating a vision and going that direction with them. And I wish now, realizing how powerful this tool is, that I had really implemented that with this teamwork. I can see how it could have happened so easily. You know, before even a kickoff meeting, getting the idea of a vision from every level, but in a writing format rather than an interview format, would have been so much more powerful than some of the tools that I used over the years. So I think that's just, it's a great goal that you have, both for coaches as well as a team or group environment.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, the whole idea of journaling can completely change cultures.
Yeah.
Right? If you look at organizations that are geographically dispersed, you can get people from different places in the world to be on the same page, to have the same vision, to show how their version of the vision is being executed and create greater alignment. I mean, this is a game-changing concept.
No question. No
right.
question. And it definitely brings, you know, because people in their writing and culturally communicate differently, it really brings about an understanding. And I think an understanding that it can go deeper and doesn't have some of the barriers initially that some other forms of communication have.
Yeah, 100%. Even from a standpoint of creating new products. Right? Like, let's say I have an idea. How many times do people have ideas and they're never, ever captured anywhere? Well, first of all, this becomes a capture mechanism. Let's capture people's ideas. Let's post people's ideas. And imagine if, let's say, I posted my ideas and 10 other coaches or 10 other people out there in the world read my idea and add to that idea. Now I have a really great idea that's a great idea that's just a bit better. And so now all of a sudden I'm leveraging the thinking of the world, and I'm creating a platform where phenomenal ideas are born.
Yeah, you know, we are going to be coming out with Published Magazine in July, and in November we are actually going to be interviewing Seth Godin, and he is noted for his change. He's just the change agent, one of the change agents of the world now. And it's so interesting to me that he's done most of that through writing. I mean, he's certainly done some phenomenal actions, but, you know, he has a blog that goes out every day. It's just incredible.
Right, right. So, well, if you look at, you know, some of the most successful people in the world have done some form of writing. If you look at Oprah, she has a journal. Big into journaling, right? If you look at even people like Bill Gates, they created their business plans in writing. So this whole concept of writing is about creation.
You know, and that's really why we created Right Away Right Now and started, or will be starting Publish Magazine in July, was because after working with coaches in an environment where we have, you know, thousands of coaches from all over the world in our community, what I noticed was that all of the coaches were really either needing to or had already done some really successful things with writing, and coaches at the top level who are household names in writing books and so forth that we've interviewed, it's been amazing how important writing has been in establishing that career. I was wondering, like, from the standpoint of personal fulfillment and business success, are there any other examples or any other points you'd like to make about how important writing is? I know I've mentioned we have certainly observed that with all of the people that we've interviewed and, you know, the coaches that are members, they're either on that path or they've been on that path and they've achieved tremendous success and fulfillment from writing.
You know, I work with a lot of business executives, and here's an interesting objection I sometimes get from coaches who say, well, you know, I work with executives and they're not, you know, what if they don't want a coach? What if they don't want a journal? I have to tell you, number one, when I work with them, they must journal. That's just the deal that I make with them, and they do journal, and it expedites their process. And so executives want speed, and through journaling, I can deliver speed. So that's number one. Number two is that what often happens is they see the process in front of them, and then inevitably they say, oh, my God, I got to bring this to my company. I have to bring this to my office. I have to bring this to my people. They need to start journaling, too. And I don't want to be the only one doing this. And so just from a corporate perspective, from an executive coaching perspective, the impact has a trickle-down effect that is really, really strong. Really strong. I just wanted to throw that in too, because we often think executives don't have time for this, and I will tell you that the moment they understand the impact, they make time for this.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, it really, I can see, you know, I was going to ask you about, I know you have really, really deep relationships, and you've really been able to strengthen your results with very high-level functioning people within organizations. And so journaling has been one of the keys to doing that, huh?
Yeah, I just came back from a retreat, actually, that I was facilitating with a group out in New York, and I got them journaling, and the way that they suddenly started to communicate with them changed in a very, very short period of time. So, you know, if they had interpersonal issues, they were able to bring them to the table in a safe manner. And so, you know, all of a sudden, people were really talking to each other and really listening to each other and really identifying issues that needed to be dealt with. And whenever they were frustrated, they'd have a place to go and express themselves. And so it is really, really a concept that absolutely changes and binds teams together.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's fantastic to hear that. And I'm going to be sharing with everyone toward the end of the call a really great opportunity to learn from Rick Frischman, who's one of the top publicists and PR professionals and has been for over 30 years in the whole world. But, you know, it's so interesting that all of these people who have been so successful, or those that are learning from, say, you and other coaches, Kim, on how to create that space to be able to create more. You have to have that space, and again, I think writing is part of that space. I wanted to open it up and see if anyone had any questions for Kim right now. If there was a little noise on the line, you can *6 your line to mute. I meant to mention that earlier, and then you can *6 once again to be able to speak with us and ask Kim any questions. Anyone have any questions for Kim? Now is your chance. Sometimes they're very quiet out there. Well, I wanted to go on, and maybe you can be thinking about that, and if you come up with anything, by all means, we'll be asking again if you have any questions for Kim or for myself. Kim, how has writing propelled your vision and your passion for your into actual reality? Like, we've talked a little bit about being able to visualize and create space for things to happen, and instead of just journaling or writing when times are bad, writing when things are really good and getting more clarity. But can you share with us a little bit more on that?
Well, I'll give you a perfect example. So I'll give you some personal stuff. How's that? So I was married for close to 15 years, got divorced, and then I was interested in meeting the right guy. And yes, I experimented, and I sifted through some experiences to figure out what I wanted and what I didn't want. But finally, at the end of it, I was given some advice, and the advice was, write down your perfect man. Write it down. Write down what he, you know, what he looks like. Write down what he's, you know, what his values are. Write down the kind of guy he is and how he interacts with you and your kids and on and on and on. And so that's exactly what I did, and I defined him. And for me, you know, some of the things that were really important is that he was warm and that he was kind and that he was loving and that he was the kind of guy who would stand on the rooftops and say, you know, shout to the world that I was what he wanted and no holding back and on and on and on. And so I defined it in writing. I defined it in writing, and that helped me to know very quickly whether whatever was in front of me matched that vision or not. And what it did was it helped me to start expecting that to come my way. And lo and behold, it did. But, you know, that's an example of how, on a personal level, I'm using the idea of journaling to start to really, really get clear on what I want and imagine it and feel it and start getting used to the idea of living in that way.
Transform yourself, transform your business.
We had some noise on the line. Kim, are you still there?
I am. I'm still here.
Okay, thank you. If anyone can star six, if they have a little background noise, that will put you on mute. That is just so amazing. And then, you know, I have found for myself personally that it's very interesting to then be able to take that to a feeling level in my journaling, you know, like what I want, but then what kind of feeling that invokes for me.
Right, that's exactly it. In
the process, I know I went through a journaling exercise when I decided to leave doing consulting and coaching in a team environment, which I had been doing for, as I said earlier, decades. And I had to look at not only what I wanted to do and why I wanted to make the change, but what that would bring for me. And I found that, you know, by going down to a feeling level, what I really wanted was more intimacy in my relationships, and traveling 90% of the time was not bringing that.
Right.
To the table,
right.
But I had to go through the whole process of knowing, you know, what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go, and then when I started asking myself about what that would bring to me on a feeling level, I realized it would bring me a sense of freedom to be able to develop relationships that were deeper and more intense and so forth. And once I got to that point, then the rest of it was kind of details. I could start evaluating what came up based on whether or not it presented that level of emotional satisfaction and attainment for me. And I think that's really helpful, too, about journaling, is taking it, being able to take it to that level of feeling.
Absolutely. I wanted a guy who would love me even during PMS, right? Right? And who would kind of just be okay with the fact that sometimes, you know, as a woman, I'm not always normal, and would kind of really even love me through that. And so I was clear. I want someone to love the great parts about me and my flaws. And just kind of, when we're talking about the feeling place, I wanted to feel okay just being me and not needing to be exactly perfect every single moment of every single day. And so those were the things that I was looking for. And that, you know, and so when you start to get clear about what that feels like, that your expectations change, right? Your beliefs change, because you start to believe that it might be possible. And that's a critical component of journaling is to really start to explore, what do I really believe that I can have? What do I really believe to be true? What do I really believe about how the world works and what I've been doled out in this lifetime? And so, and that's a real big driver in terms of bringing the things that you want to have happen your way, understanding your beliefs and realigning them with where you really want to go.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I mean, I know, Kim, you have had so many really amazing moments writing, but is there one moment that really stands out as far as just a really exquisite, powerful moment in your writing experience?
You know, I don't know. For me, I'm a very family-oriented person. My highest value is family. And so when I write anything, an article, a story, anything that has my kids in it, for me, those are powerful moments. And because they achieve multiple things. One is I'm capturing an experience in writing, and that has a much longer life than just that moment. Number two is I'm really telling my children that they're important when I spend time putting my experiences with them in writing. And number three, I get to share who I am and my values and what's important to me with the world. So for me, that whole, when I write about my children and my family, that does it for me every single time.
Oh, that is so beautiful. You know, a moment that really stands out for me is that I haven't been doing it lately, but for a while I was really journaling my dreams. I would wake up in the morning and write down my dreams as soon as I woke up, and then write down what I thought maybe the message that I was supposed to get through the dream.
Right.
And one dream that stands out, this is a really old piece of journaling, but I remember, you know, journaling about a dream that I had where I jumped out of a boat and there were fins all around me and I swam really fast to shore and I got up on shore and I turned around and I looked and all the fins were dolphins jumping in the airplane.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, the message to me that I journaled then was that was the way, my perception of fear didn't necessarily have to be fearful. You know, it was just an interpretation, and it's so beautiful because, you know, to this day that stands out for me. That just maybe the 5 minutes it took to jot that down became my whole representation of moving from fear to possibility in almost everything I do. So I hope you don't mind, but I just wanted to share that too because that was really powerful moment.
That's amazing. It reminds me of when I was in grade 7, I was bullied by a girl, and after that, I kept having dreams about her, and the dreams were that, I don't know, I was at some amusement park, and we were stuck in like a ride together, and my goal was to transform her, I was coaching that young, right, was to really make her, turn her into a better person, and I think that I captured that in writing too, but fast forward, I mean, that's really what I'm doing with people. I'm getting on a ride with someone at an amusement park and having that kind of transformational effect. That started from the moment that girl bullied me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible to
it's
be able
very
to turn
funny.
That around?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome. So, Kim, I mean, you probably have all sorts of tips and words of wisdom, but if three things were to stand out in your mind for writing for any type of self-empowerment, whether it be journaling or blogging or whatever, what would those tips be?
I'll tell you this. The first thing is that you certainly want to write for the process of unloading. So get off your chest, off your mind, all the things that just drive you nuts, insane, bother you, annoy you, worry you, bring you down, depress you. You want to unload. So that's number one. So use journaling to unload. The second thing is use journaling to trade up. So one thing that it does is it allows you to see where you are, and through the process of journaling, you can start to choose better. So if you think, for example, my neighbor drives me crazy because of this and this and this, and you realize that you're allowing your neighbor to really determine your mood, and that's not a great thing, a trade-up might be, you know, I don't really have to pay so much attention to my neighbor. And so the idea of trading up becomes very, very important. Use your journal to bring yourself to a slightly better place and turn yourself around and have you focus on the things that are more important and exciting and invigorating for you. And then the next part is really use your journal to create a new story, to divine and to devise and design the story that you want for yourself. And use that blank canvas to create. And don't think that once it's on paper you can't, you know, tweak it. You can't. So it's never done. And so use it to create whatever you want. Create the story of your life starting now.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So, you know, after all of this time that you've been journaling since you were a child, do you find that those tips and those steps are still working for you?